The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today
FM. Andy O'Donoghue is with us for Tech Thursday, and today we're going to do kitchen tech to make your cooking smarter. Okay, what have you got for us? What's the first thing? I'm going to stay away from the fridges for a second because I'm a little bit dubious about the fridge technology. Tell us about a precision cooker nano.
Oh, this is a really interesting one, Matt. And so sous vide is the principle of cooking. And in fancy restaurants over the years, this is where, you know, stuff is cooked in water. So this precision temperature. And it's really useful. I think chefs use it for fish and food like that, stuff that has to be cooked at an ideal temperature. And I know people would occasionally use like cling
film. Boiled spuds, you mean?
Well, and they'd use cling film, wrap fish up. And the way that.
And put it in, if not boiling water, water that's kept at a particular temperature.
Water at a specific temperature, yeah. So what the Innova precision cooker does is it. Gives you this precise temperature control, and it always keeps your food within 0.2 degrees Fahrenheit of the target temperature. It's about a foot long, 33 centimetres or so, stows really easy in a kitchen drawer, but despite its compact size, it has 750 watts of power, so it heats the water really quickly. And, of course, there's an app. So you pair it up with the Innova Culinary app, you get the recipes, a bit of inspiration for the kitchen, and then the Bluetooth connection from your phone to the actual cooker means that the temperature is controlled when you select your recipe. People love these, and actually there's an offer on this at the moment. Usually it retails for €170. I checked their website earlier this week, and it's down to €68. So it is fantastic value, and especially maybe even a present for someone at Christmas. Buy it now.
Innova.
Innova. Innova Precision Cooker Nano.
Okay, and then you get the Innova Culinary app with it as well.
Exactly.
And then you have one which I'm interested in because looking at it, I think, is this actually a bit like an air fryer? The Instant Pot Pro Plus.
And the Instant Pot Pro Plus is a really interesting device. And you're right, it is kind of like an air fryer, but it's a 10-in-1 multi-cooker. And it has pressure cooking, sous vide, and slow cooking. Again, it's got app control for monitoring and adjusting the settings. And it has this big LCD, big display on the front for easy operation. So it has those features, also does sauteing and more. And it has these customizable cooking programs, Wi-Fi connectivity, so you can use the Instant Pot app. So you can select your recipes, you get notifications, but it also the app actually talks you through meal preparation. And I suppose it's one of those things that it speeds up cooking time in the kitchen. I know lots of people love cooking and it's therapeutic, but if it's a busy household and you're cooking meals for different kids of different ages and yourself, the Instant Pot Pro Plus retails at about €230, and I have seen it in Irish retailers. So
How big is it? Because I know particularly people in apartments who say they can't actually put an air fryer in because they don't have the space for it.
Yeah, and this is microwave size, so it's not that big.
Okay, depends on the size of your microwave. Bins. I went to go out buy a bin recently. Couldn't get over how expensive a kitchen bin was. You have got one that retails for €350. The Simple Human Voice and Motion Sensor Bin. Now, I like the idea of this. It opens via voice command or whatever. But what's wrong with actually putting your foot on the pedal to open the top of the bin?
And there's nothing wrong with that. And of course, you're right. I mean, you can buy a pedal bin for €20 or €30.
No, you can't. They're way more expensive than that.
Are they? Yeah.
But if you want a sizable one for the kitchen rather than just a small one that you're taking out after every meal, if you want a larger one, they cost a bit, yeah.
Yeah. I was amazed by the price of these simple human bins, and I came across them in a shopping centre in Dublin recently, and they are expensive, but Matt, they are beautiful. I mean, you know, it is hard to believe that
a bin is art, isn't it?
A bin is practically art, and Simple Human do the best versions of this. So this is a hands-free kitchen bin. It opens via voice command or motion, so you wave your hand over the top and it opens. It's got this silent closed lid. It's got a liner pocket, really stylish stainless steel design. And the idea is, you know, by the way, it is huge. This particular version, you can get smaller ones, but it has the liner pocket, so that makes bag replacement really easy. 58 litre capacity. So this is, you know, this is a family bin, I suppose. And the stainless steel design has this fingerprint proof coating. And that's one of the things that drives me mad about chrome in the kitchen. They're always covered in fingerprints or jam fingerprints to make it even better. But this is very clever, really clean, really modern looking. And it's a nice, stylish and functional addition to the kitchen.
Now, you also have a composter. The Renical Prime Composter, which costs a whacking €500. What does this do for you?
This is expensive, but it is one of the most innovative kitchen gadgets that I've seen for a very long time. So it's shelf-mounted, small-looking composter, and it turns your food into compost, turns your food waste into food compost within 24 hours. So the idea is that it promotes sustainability in the kitchen. And it also, it reduces food waste volume by 90%. It has these odour control features, very friendly interface, and it creates nutrient-rich compost. So if you do have an eco-conscious household, the odour control system means you can leave it in the kitchen. You're not throwing stuff into the brown bin outside. And that idea that it reduces the volume of organic waste by 90% within a day is fantastic. And so you reduce landfill contribution and you're kind of making an essential addition to a green kitchen if that's the way that you live your kitchen life.
Now, I'm a little bit sceptical about cameras in the fridges and stuff like that. Tell us about a simple fridge cam, which apparently costs about €120.
Yeah, and so FridgeCam were probably the first company who really made a success of this. They've been around for a long time and you see them in fridges. But they are, Matt, incredibly useful. And what it does is it essentially works as a tool to help you avoid doubling up on groceries, and it analyses your fridge contents and adds items to your shopping list as you run out.
And then what about Shelfie by Veetsai?
Now, the Shelfie is a really clever little device. This kind of got a bit of traction in Ireland earlier this year, €150, and it is designed to extend the life of your food. So it monitors the temperature, the humidity, and the ethylene levels in your fridge, and it tells you when conditions are less than optimal. So you get this notification via the app, and by monitoring the inside of the fridge, it gives you real-time notifications. And
real-time notifications to do what, though?
Well, essentially to consume the food. So it tells you what's, you track the food freshness, and basically it helps you not to waste food. And the statistic about waste food in Ireland is absolutely horrendous.
One final one, and I think you're a big fan of this in previous years as well. Click and Grow's Smart Kitchen. This is the Smart Kitchen 3.
Yeah, and smart kitchens have got a lot of traction in the last few years. The Click and Grow are available in Ireland. You can buy them in retailers, €99. And you're right, I do love this. And basically what you get is looks like a very wide plant pot, and you can grow fresh herbs and vegetables all year round. There are these LED lights on top, which are really bright, and they promote growth. It has automated watering, and you can get pre-seeded plant foods for easy setup.
That's the Smart Garden 3. I said kitchen. I'm obsessed with kitchen, given that we've been talking about kitchen items for cooking and your fridge. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for Tech Thursday. I wonder, will any of these get into our Last Word Gadget special, which will be coming up towards the end of November. Not that far away now. Andy, thank you. Back with the 5 of 5 after this.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.